Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a view enemy, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So they call it Halloween. Anybody know what Halloween's all about? Just wanted to make clear before we get rocking here. And I know everybody's got their kids all innocently dressed up today. You know, if you call yourself a Christian, do remember the Bible says, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with his lusts and affections. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not to teach our kids to emulate a satanic holiday where many atrocities are taking place behind the scenes by the good people in this country. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, friends. I have many friends in the law enforcement agencies. Matter of fact, speaking of which, I just seen a picture just a couple minutes ago of a woman posting a picture of her mother as a witch. And I looked at the 16 comments, and the comments were all there. They were all there, friends, just to say, hey, you know what? That is awesome. Oh, you look so cute. Oh, you just look absolutely darling in that outfit. And I put on there, how many of you call yourselves Christians? Just a question mark. And then I put Matthew 23, verse 3. And, of course, that which means in Matthew 23 is, do what I say, but don't do as I do. And then we wonder why the kids are actually confused. Why is mom saying that she's a follower of Christ, yet she's having us dress up like those on this satanic holiday? Anybody know what the holiday's about? Here, let me tell you what it's about. It's about back in the day where they used to send druids. It's a druid holiday, and they used to send people out to homes, castles and the such during this particular time in the Dark Ages, right? And in the process of that, friends, what they do is they knock on the door, and as they knocked on the door, someone would open up, and they'd say, trick or treat. In other words, what they were saying, friends, is give us something that you possess, because if you don't, we're going to put a curse on your house. Did you know that? Do you know how many babies today are being sacrificed concerning this satanic holiday? You know what's worse is when you see people that have churches that are actually entertaining a satanic holiday, and they just rename them. That's all they do. Why do you acknowledge it in any sense of the word? Again, we're called to be Christ-like. We're called to grow up in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not supposed to fraternize with the enemy of our soul, the one that means to destroy each and every one of us. But I guess it's okay somehow or another. I think people think for some reason or another, friends, that the devil's going to show up at your front door with two horns sticking out of the top of his head with a long fork with three forks on the end of it. And assailing you. That's not at all how he operates, friends. He comes as an angel of light. Here, let's put this into perspective. Today, just like every other day, friends, we live unto him who died for us. He who died to cover our sins as the propitiation of our sins in his own blood. Okay? Read 1 John chapter 2. Okay, verse 1 and 2. With that, we live unto him who died for us, and out of gratitude for what he did for us, we live unto holiness, because he said, be holy as I am holy. So, it should come as no surprise that there's a lot of people today that are saying, Happy Reformation Day. Amen. Thank God for guys like Martin Luther, the great reformer, and others that know the difference. Friends, I just want to tell you, if you're partaking with this holiday, what you're doing is you're adding strength to this holiday. And I know how people like to make light of it, but there's nothing to take light when it concerns the author and those little minions that are going along to promote a holiday, which is a satanic holiday. I just wanted to make clear, okay? No condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. No condemnations to those that walk in the light and love the light, okay? And I'm thinking of John 3:18 and 19 right now. So when you get a moment, do check it out. With that, friends, what we're going to be talking about today, I'm going to do my best to get to it, I should say. It was actually Edmund Burke. I respect him, man. A lot of things that he had to say, they were spot on. You know, he's the guy that was responsible for saying that evil prevails because good men do nothing. He was in error there, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. Think it through. No matter how intellectually spot on they've been on, hey folks, outside of the Christ, we always have to line things up to the Christ when it comes to a man, okay? Because all good emulates from him, comes from him. He's the author of all that is good. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean, right? Okay, so, Edmund Burke said, kings will be tyrants from policies when subjects are rebels to principles. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Before we do that, folks, I'm going to hit a couple things. You know how this goes, right? If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over there, friends, you will find a website with 13 to 15 different articles that are highlighted on a daily basis from 13 to 15 different contributors, from preachers to conservatives. They're all conservatives, friends, to attorneys. The list goes on to activists. They are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. But they are all posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that when you're over there, do consider at the top of the page, if you want to check us out, as to where we're going to be. Our schedule is posted there as well. You can just scroll down towards the bottom of it. That catches you up to the present. Also, you can find over there is our SOL Radio Live link. Go to that as well. That is to the right on the page. Also, go to the store, which we have much stuff per your request in many cases, friends, concerning the things that you desire, or the things that, at least that you say that you desire, right? They are found over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. By the way, I can't remember the last time I did this live. Do go over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. So with that said, friends, also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, when you read Jeremiah 11:13, it talks about how they'll set up gods in every city. You know, we know that through baseball, through football, through the list goes on of sports, and it's idolatry, and God condemns it. Well, the new big thing, friends, is the MMA and the UFC fighters, right? The cage match fighters. I just wanted to let you know, and I'll highlight this in just a moment, but did you see that Bud Light partners up now with MMA, franchise UFC? I thought they were supposed to be the good guys. Apparently not. Bud Light's completely, well, they're under, friends, to say the least, and here comes the UFC and the MMA promoting their franchise with the likes of those that America has condemned. We'll be right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tell me it isn't so, folks. I mean, outside of the fact that no one's drinking Bud Light anymore, as a matter of fact, they've been completely banned by the American people. Somehow or another, the guys over at the UFC and the MMA are bragging about their franchise, calling for their partnership and union with Bud Light, who uses a man to promote their beer. And as you all well know, folks, they've been completely rejected by the American people, but they continuously push the agenda regardless, right? Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. God calls this an abomination. And to advocate for what God clearly condemns is an abomination. Proverbs 17, 15. Let me put it this way. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. But I did want you to be aware of the fact that the guys over at the UFC and the MMA, right, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, they're promoting their partnership with the likes of Bud Light. While Americans condemn it, they're boasting in their partnership, going so far as to say, I'm proud to announce that we are back in business together. Isn't that amazing? Who said that? Dana White. I thought he was Mr. All-American. Apparently not, friends. Pay attention to what they do, not what they say. We judge them by their fruit, not by what they say, friends. What is it about all of this to them? What is it? The dollar bill, the greenbacks, the long green, the cabbage, as they call it, right? Yeah, that's really what it's about. Why? It's the love of money, which is the root of all evil. They've sold their souls. Because at the end of the day, they can say it's just about business all that they want to, but the fact of the matter is what they're advocating for and what they are promoting, in fact, is bringing a curse upon this land all the more. You cannot advocate for what God condemns and expect a blessing upon it. Read Leviticus 26, 1 through 15, and then read 15 to the end of the chapter. You'll understand in great specificity. Same thing with Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 through 15, and then read the rest of the 55 curses that fall to the people that refuse to obey the Lord. And if you want a further reference, go over to Jude 1, 7. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Americans, don't put yourself in a position where you would have dealt with an issue when you had the time to do it, because when the judgments of God fall upon the land, that is exactly what's going to go through your head. I wish you I would have when I had the time to do it, and I failed to do it. Okay? Just talking about this yesterday, this is the people's voice. Soros is caught funneling over $15 million to Hamas to destabilize the West. Of course. Friends, they want you to pick a side. But here, let me just expose all of it for you. Number one, all the presidents in corporate America have condemned the likes of George Soros. But yesterday, it was interesting that I took the time to highlight the picture of George Soros and his friends in federal government. This just happens to be Nancy Pelosi in this particular shot, right? They all condemn him. But the fact of the matter is they're all getting money from him. Okay? Again, don't doubt what I'm telling you here, friends. If you want me to solidify, go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. It's also interesting to note that there's no justice when it comes to the likes of George Soros, the international criminal, when it comes to the West. Why does everybody else look at the likes of a George Soros as a war criminal, but in America, he can fund over 200 organizations that are subversive to American government and remain? Is anybody thinking with me? But here, let me blow the cover when it comes to this headline. Soros caught funneling over $15 million to Hamas to destabilize. In other words, he's working with the CIA because John Stockton told us the whole purpose of the CIA is to destabilize nations, to fuel hate between people. In other words, divide and conquer. Hey, folks, the American government is funding Israel's war along with Hamas. They're funding both sides of the war as they're pounding the war drum in between as they drive the narrative. Okay, so what are they doing? Wasn't it George Soros, by the way, that also told the rest of us over and over and over again, the only thing that impedes a global order is the West? So again, Americans, why does he get a free hand here? Why is it that you're allowing your said representatives to go ahead and take aid from a guy like this? He's a war criminal, friends. A war criminal. And it was also interesting, folks, as this comes to my aid, Governor Whitmer, I remember not too long ago, she was hanging out with the likes of George Soros' son, Alexander. And Alexander said that Gretchen Whitmer is doing a fantastic job of what, I ask? Here, let me fill in the blank. Of destroying the state of Michigan and making it a communist state. Notice where it is. It's right in the heart of America on the left side from Minnesota. Just so you take that to the bank all the way. I'm looking online right now, and as I'm looking online to highlight the next point, I'm looking at the sodomy laws in the state of Florida. You ready for this? Okay, so there's some people that just keep their heads stuck in the sand, but we're going to cover that in just a little bit here. Isn't it interesting how they give you a headline like this? This is coming from Shapiro's outfit. And by the way, for those that think Ben Shapiro is a good guy, no, he's for censorship, free speech, as long as it doesn't apply to him and his subordinates. He's also one that seems to promote the lies, regardless if they're true or not. Ben Shapiro, I don't not like Ben, but he's a total antichrist. He feeds on the Talmud, friends, the book of Pharisees. So it should come as to you as no surprise in any sense of the word why this would come from an outlet like that. But I want you to pay attention to this, and I want to dissect this for you for just a moment. So a Florida church is now hosting something called a drag gospel worship. Friends, that is an abomination. Oh, I want to tell you this too. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Wanted to let you know as well, friends, Ron DeSantis is under the thumbs of the Bushes, who are directly linked through not just the baby Bush, who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but his daddy's the one that called for a New World Order over 202 times from the bully pulpit, the presidential bully pulpit in America back in the 90s. His daddy, Prescott Bush, was indicted back in 1942 for what? Illegally committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48, but for illegally financing Hitler's war. So this should come again as no surprise that Ron DeSantis is on this headline. Florida church hosts drag gospel worship service amid DeSantis' ongoing battle against drag for kids. Really? Really? Ron DeSantis' battle against drag gospel worship. Ron DeSantis' battle against men dressing up as women preying on children in his state. I'm looking at the state laws right now, and guess what, folks? Even the act of sodomy within itself is a felony in the state of Florida. Here, let me tell you what this really means. This is there to appease you. They want you to believe that Ronnie is really going to bat for the American people, trying to stand up for the kids. If that was true, friends, then how come he hasn't enforced the law under judgment upon the heads of the men dressing as women attempting to make the children a prey? This goes further than just the act of sodomy. We're talking about pedophiles here. Remember their slogan, according to NAMBLA, N-A-M, you know, NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. Remember what their slogan is during gay pride parades, sex before eight, before it's too late. But again, they just want to stand back. This is how you destroy a country. Don't enforce the law. It's the same thing the Department of Injustice is doing. What are they doing? They're not enforcing the law. They're enforcing, or they're using the law against the law, and that's what they're enforcing. They're justifying the wicked and condemning the innocent, and that's exactly what this is leading to right now. For anybody to believe for one moment that Ron DeSantis has an ongoing battle against drag for kids, you've got to be out of your mind, because that's all he has to do is pick up the phone and sick the sheriffs on these abominable creations that are choosing to commit the acts that they're responsible for, crimes against heaven, because that's what they're called statutorily. And the fact of the matter is, that's not what he's doing. Don't sit there and tell me about how Ronnie's warring against men dressed as women preying on children. No. If the parents haven't dealt with them yet, and the government hasn't dealt with them yet, just imagine what's behind the corner, folks. This is the mystery of iniquity. And absolutely, if you call yourself a Christian, remember what Scripture says. Those that are Christ have departed from iniquity. Period. Lawlessness. No. Real Christians magnify the law. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40 verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7, Romans 3:31, and also read Matthew 5:7. Because it's all there, folks. Don't call yourself the Lord's and you're going to overlook these men preying on your children. You've got to be kidding. Folks, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend these little ones. Luke 17:2. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. A judge has ordered federal agents to stop cutting razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last night, a U.S. district judge granted a temporary restraining order banning the federal government from handling the wire installed in Eagle Pass, Texas. Pharmacy employees at CVS and Walgreens stores are beginning a walkout to demand better working conditions and hire more people. Last week, Ford and the UAW reached a labor deal. Over the weekend, it was Stellantis that worked a deal. And now GM, the final large automaker, coming to terms with the UAW. Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely to become a thing of the past. The Senate approving an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm just gonna cover these next couple points. This happens all the time. I just highlighted the fact that Ron DeSantis is not on in an ongoing battle against drugs for kids. It's a crime, folks. Let me say this, and I've said it before. But if I was to take the content out of the libraries in public schools that's been dumped on them, this happened last spring, there's over 100 titles of peer pornography being thrown into public schools, elementary, middle school, and high school, where they are literally teaching kids how to commit the crime sexually against each other, man, man, boy, boy, girl, girl, woman, woman, the list goes on. They teach them how to rape. If I was to go in and do a high school assembly, I've done 365 of these in 25 states, okay, from Florida to Alaska to Minnesota here. And if I was to go in there and read from one of the books that's in their libraries during a full school lyceum or assembly, the cops would be called on me instantaneously. I'd be charged as a pedophile. I'd be thrown in jail for a long time. But when we see headlines like this, it agitates me to no end because I know that you're being lied to. Why? Because I'm looking at the state law. Florida is one of the states that condemned the act of sodomy just within itself. We're not talking about men dressed up as women chasing down kids, hoping to make them a prey so they can violate them. No, we're talking about just the act of sodomy. These are crimes. These are felonious crimes. They're felons. This is, folks, a lot of these guys, when they're thrown in prison, they don't make it very long because other prisoners won't put up with what the American people put up with. Some think, well, maybe what I'm saying is just over the top. Again, I'm here to tell you it's not over the top. Did you see this? This is according to MSN.com. Queer teacher is arrested in a prostitution sting operation. This is brand new. Do you see what it is that they're attempting to do? They are not the victims. They are felons. Hoping that you take them as the victims, because in fact, when you do, you have to understand they don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're perpetrators of the crime. They're preying on children, folks. The two queer elementary teachers have been caught in a Tennessee prostitution ring. The pair argued they would starve without the supplemental income. An undercover officer reached out to them on an illicit prostitution website, and they told the office to come to their home. Speaking of the officer, the suspects have been identified as Ezra Fry, who is a self-proclaimed rabid queer, gender anarchist, college dropout. The other suspect is David Acavado. Okay? He is a self-proclaimed trans, disabled, queer, Puerto Rican ex-ed teacher. Now we have them coming from different countries because the American people don't understand what this is all about. Oh, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. I do want you to recollect something, friends, because people have been pushing back for a long time in this country, and this is what it is. Do you guys remember this guy, Floyd Corkin? Here, I'll show you a picture of him on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Interestingly enough, Floyd Corkin, forgive me, he did some research. He's a sodomite, he's a homosexual, and he did his research on Southern Poverty Law Center's page, finding all the hate groups, as they call them. Hey, folks, they're equating people that obey the law that keeps us free before God and man as hate. See, what they hate is the law that exposes their crimes, Romans 3:20. Do you understand? They're trying to get rid of anybody that would dare point or expose them out for who they really are. See, because without the law, there is no transgression. Okay? Without the law, there is no transgression. But let me get back to this. This Floyd Corkin guy right here, he did his research on Southern Poverty Law Center's I Hate Groups page. And what they did is this guy right here came up with Family Research Council. This was some time ago, back in 2013. And interestingly enough, he found Family Research Council out of Washington, D.C. And he's the guy that went in there, 28 years old. He's the guy that went inside of the ministry center down there in Washington, and he focused on that Christian group, and what he did is he wanted to go in and kill as many people as he possibly could to send the message that we're not going to put up with it. Well, you know what else he did? He took Chick-fil-A containers, and he was going to throw them on their dead bodies. You're all aware of this. I'm sure you are. Okay? So they can go ahead and act like the victim all they want to. It's the same thing that I've ever said. And it's interesting, friends, just again, 2 weeks ago, another outlet, oh, just hang on, keep attacking me, guys. I appreciate it. Where Christ be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Keep lifting me up. Because I'm telling you right now, you are not going to deter me regardless of what you say or how you threaten us. We are going to hold to the word and the law that keeps us free and our children protected regardless if you like it or not. Another outlet 2 weeks ago came out and they went about and basically parroted what MSNBC did to us back in 2010 and 2011, where they omitted a one-minute portion of our audio that I broadcasted from when I was in Washington, D.C., to try to make it out that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals, when in fact I said the Muslims are calling for your executions. They didn't do it once. They did it twice. Okay? And then before I knew it, MSNBC put a jihad out on me, and I'm getting death threats down on my ministry. I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. Bring it on. We also got bomb threats to the ministry center, and interestingly enough, friends, they even went so far, these victims did, they even went so far as to take our home and put it up online, endangering my wife and my children. Go ahead, attack me. But when you start bringing the family in, you're in a whole different battlefield. Because that's one that I am not going to play with. Okay? But what do? They keep parroting these same points that are untrue, that have been debunked. Why? Because they're constantly trying to put in your mind that somehow or another they're the victims. When in fact, as I just showed you, once again, they are not the victims in any sense of the word, friends. It's time that you wake up, Americans. And we see in other states, too, you know what they're trying to do now? That if you speak out against them in any sense of the word, they want to call it a hate crime. Even in states where it's illegal, even now. Speaking of which, we got a call from Michigan, and I was just thinking of that state. So we'll go ahead and take John. Thank you for calling in to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I wanted to talk about your what you talked about yesterday, the serpent seed. And you got that information. The one fellow was sitting in the community meeting and giving off the information about who's who and who's due.
Okay.
He got that information from a place called GTV Flyers. And I suggest you go there and check it out. I think you'll be amazed at what you find out there. It'll give you more information about who's actually letting these people into our country, who's running our country, who's running the banks, who's running everything.
Yeah.
And it all boils down to the same people. As you talked about Ben Shapiro, he's also of the serpent seed. You know, everybody's involved. It's the same people every time you go. And when you get there, there's a little section on the top of it called the Red Pill section. You might want to look at the documentary called the Europa, the Last Battle. And that will fill you in on really what's going on in this world.
Okay, so can I ask you a question, John? Are you
sure.
Listening to us on a radio station affiliate, or are you watching us on social media platforms?
I'm watching you on the Forts News.
Oh, okay, cool. Will you do me a favor? Will you go to the comments section, go to the video, go to the comments section, and drop that in there for all of us, because you got a lot of people listening to you right now. And I think it's vitally important that you do, because I will do a little more due diligence. It's one of the things that I continuously say here, John. It's like we have, across the country, how many guests do we need to tell us what we already know on so many different fronts? The American people need to lawfully act concerning what's going on here in this country. Before we have nothing left. And as a matter of fact, what's happening right now is they're leveraging themselves against us so we cannot respond lawfully to their crimes. And we better get on ahead of this curve, because if we don't, we're going to lose everything. And the good news,
you're
as always,
right.
We have the freedom to do the right thing. I totally appreciate that, John. I totally do. And interestingly enough, I was just thinking of his state. So with that said, friends, listen to what John just said. Go down to Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the comment section, and John just said he was going to post that information there for us. Yesterday's show was quite relevant. It was pertinent to what's going on here and understanding who is behind the pandemic. And though we're talking about yesterday's show, go ahead and check that one out as well. We played the video audio for you exposing who, in fact, is a part of this pandemic. They were all in alliance with dual citizenship with Israel, and they all happen to be Jews, not the Lord's Jews, friends, mind you. No. Not the Messianic Jews. No, these were of the synagogue of Satan. And when you get a moment, go over to Revelation chapter 3, and you will find it there. The Lord tells you clearly, they are not of me. Okay? So, again, we'll check that out in just a moment. Thank you for the call. We got one more segment. If you want to go ahead and jump online, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so what I have here, friends, people are talking about this right now on social media platforms, and apparently people don't pay attention to this. But you're right. If folks out there are not being censored, you can rest assured they're a part of the problem. There's no question about it. And that's what we're seeing. Someone's talking about Ben Shapiro never calling Jesus a prophet. Absolutely, he's never called him a prophet.
Jewish point of view. Where we don't
here, listen carefully.
Christ. I right. mean, there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet. And,
right. No. We don't even believe he's a prophet.
See, he was... He said, no. We don't even believe he's a prophet. Listen to what Bishop Shapiro says here.
I mean, I think he was historically, I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews.
So he's equating Jesus to a common criminal here, friends.
...for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually...
Isn't that interesting? Grew. But folks, you got to consider who Ben Shapiro is. He's a Pharisee, is what he is. And again, I'm not anti-Ben Shapiro, but I got a real problem when he starts calling Jesus or equating Jesus to a common criminal. Okay, and that's exactly what Ben Shapiro has done. And he also corrected Joe Rogan on this piece that I just played for you, friends, for calling Jesus a prophet. He's playing a dangerous game. He truly is. I mean, apparently he didn't understand 40 years after the Passion of the Christ when they rejected him. the judgment that fell upon them. So I guess if he doesn't want to learn that, he's going to have to learn the hard way, friends, because the Lord will always have the last word. So in saying that, let me get over to this. I just wanted to highlight that and back up someone on social media platforms as to what he was saying there, just so you know for yourselves. But now you've seen it. Now you heard him, again, equating Jesus to a common criminal. This is Ben Shapiro. I hear people say, well, you know, I just like listening to him. Well, why don't you consider what's coming out of his heart, what's going into it, and what's coming out of it? Because it's coming out of his mouth. I mean, this is the same guy that tries to justify all the wrongs in the world in many cases. I shouldn't say all, forgive me, but justifies many wrongs in many cases. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:25, also Colossians 3:8. Read those. That addresses what I'm talking about when it comes to this foul-mouthed individual named Ben Shapiro. Again, we've had him on the show before, and he's never said anything like that to us, but I guess if it's a guy like Joe Rogan, he can say anything because anything goes with Joey, right? Apparently so. And if he knew different, he wouldn't been hadn't been given a $300 million contract, just so you know. Again, that's how it works, folks. I want to go over to this really quick, and I want to tee this up for tomorrow's show. Has anybody ever asked themselves the question, why is there over 4,400 denominations in the Christian church in America? I want to tell you why. It's a lack of Christianity. Listen to what Whitfield said. He said, division in heaven, there will be no Presbyterians, Baptists, or Methodists. There will be only souls regenerated by God. He's exactly right. Put that up against Titus 3:5. Okay? Remember, Jesus said of himself, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, in John 14:6. Well, it has been rightly stated by those of our founding era that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. And if that goes, everything else will go with it. Right? And here we are. So let's really quickly, should I say, hasten my way to start with the government. In government, we have over 101 different party affiliations, all of which are unconstitutional. You heard me right. Because we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are ruled by law. Okay? Not the opinions of cunning men and their misconstrued and distorted interpretations. Read Ephesians 4:14. But because of the people's departure from our Constitution, we now have a Socialist Party, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Independent Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the Progressive Party. Now there's even a legal marijuana party. And if you think it's going to stop there, you're sadly mistaken. The people didn't heed years ago when I told them, if you don't quit playing your unconstitutional games with your unconstitutional party affiliations, you're going to have a Muslim caucus. Guess what you have now? Okay? All unconstitutional. I mean, it's as if to suggest that anyone that would like to recreate our Constitution by tearing it down and then recreating it or redefining our American form of government can do so at will. Let me just tell you what that is. That's called treachery, unfaithful in covenant. Okay? That's called treachery. Yet this is what happened. And the Lord warned in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're being destroyed because of our ignorance. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, warned of this type of division as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. He said, listen carefully, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. But what do you have today? Well, the American people don't listen. I've shared with you before in the past, friends, that when I go out and I speak publicly where I'm called back and I speak to the same group of people, adding to, taking away, whatever the case might be, they're talking the same mess. They didn't hear a word that our forefathers said when I conveyed it to them. President James Buchanan said concerning stability and from where it comes, he said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. Great correlation, because that's exactly how they should be fit together. The two sciences that run together. Listen to what James Wilson, the founding father, signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, and the original justice of the United States Supreme Court, appointed by George Washington, and what it is that he said. He said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Exodus 20. He said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, Christianity, friends and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. Science is the study of creation. Politics is the science of governments. Just so you know, that's the definitions, Webster's 1828. Now, crossing over into the doctrines of the modern-day apostates. Did you know that there are over 4,400 denominations worldwide in the Christian church? Well, how could this be? I mean, you have the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, the Methodists, the United Church of Christ, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Why so much division? This is in direct contrast to the Scriptures, friends. 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells us, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Why do we have 4,400 different denominations? Because people aren't listening to the Spirit of Christ. That's why. Did not the Lord tell the church that those that are in the church shall have no other gods before me? Exodus 20, verse 3 through 5. Yeah, he did. I mean, there's one body, one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. Hey, folks, do you see what's going wrong here? The Scripture makes plain that there's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Why the division? Because men left off the Word of God and they began to follow the man rather than leading or being led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. Listen carefully. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other under heaven given among men whereby we might be saved. Who is it? Jesus. Acts 4:12. That there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. We are to follow the Christ and him alone. Period. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, what did he say? Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of that of Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ is what he's saying. I mean, the church warned of this long ago. Jesus specifically warned this, or should I say, blew the trumpet concerning the warning of division and what we're to beware of. And if you read Mark 8:15, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the wicked doctrines of the religious hypocrites. He also said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the corrupt, wicked doctrines of them in government. And guess what? When you look at Scripture, friends, who were those that were calling for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? The Herodians, right? And I'm not giving the satanic sign. I'm making a two, or I guess I could go like that. But the two, Pharisees and the Herodians, were the ones that were crying out in John 19:15, crucify him, the Son of God. We have no king but King Caesar. I'm going to come up tomorrow, and we're going to kick off, and I hope that you hear what I have to say. We have been given the options of two people again to choose from when it comes to the next president of the United States of America. And the fact of the matter is, there is 900 to 1,000 different options, and yet that's all we have is Treasonous Joe and the same for Trump. Folks, give me a break. We'll be back 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.